Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Hi, Martin. It's a pleasure to have you here on the digital airwaves of Radio Bulgaria. And can you briefly tell us about the Balkan Alien Sound Project? How did the band get together? Who was the founder?
Yeah, no problem. It's a pleasure to be on the radio also. I'm one of the founder members of the band. And my first introduction to Balkan music, really, was through a musician called Andy Irvine, who brought some Bulgarian folk tunes to Ireland and to his group Planxty in the 1970s. Some tunes like Smiseno Horo or Maminsko Horo. And the music seemed to really fit with Irish music and instrumentation, and it was something a little different. And after that, it seemed really natural to follow and find out how Andy Irvine brought the music to Ireland. So I followed in his steps, and for like 6 or 7 summers, I went through Eastern Europe, listening to music, meeting people, and collecting music to bring back to Ireland.
You were traveling in which countries?
I went through Macedonia, Romania, Serbia, Slovakia, of course, Bulgaria as well, and stayed for maybe 3 months at a time, with meeting families and musicians, and just trying to absorb the music and listen to as much music as possible.
Were you doing this trip on your own or with another of the band members?
Yeah, sometimes friends came along with me, but it wasn't until I got back to Ireland, I approached some of my friends who are band members, and I showed them the music, and they thought it was a really exciting project to get involved in. It's translated very well into our style of playing as well.
So you set up the band in which year?
2007.
And how did you come up with the name? Why Alien? We see why it's Balkan, but why Alien?
Yeah, because the concept and the music is so alien to people here.
Yes.
You know, it's like a foreign concept. It's like an alien concept to have Balkan music.
Was it easy to find other musicians in the town of Derry who would share your musical preferences and join the band?
It was easy because I'm in a band with musicians who are my long-term friends. Robert on violin has a background in classical music. And Mark on the bass has a background in rock and jazz. And also our drummer has. It was very easy to approach musicians because the project seemed like such an exciting project that they wanted to get involved in it.
So can you now, is it time to present the other band members? You briefly mentioned some of them.
Yeah, so there's 7 of us. I mentioned Robert on violin, Mark on bass, Omar on guitar. We have Yvonne, who is a very accomplished Irish accordion player who really loves tackling the Balkan tunes. We have Aidan on vocal and also myself on bouzouki.
And what about your vocalist? Does she find it hard to cope with the language? What languages does she sing?
She tackles a few different languages, from Serbian to Macedonian and some Roma Gypsy. It's very important. It's quite nerve-wracking for her because she doesn't speak the languages. So she tackles it phonetically and then with a lot of research and advice from musicians who we meet from Balkan regions. And we recently met a lovely musician from Sofia called Anastas Mihailov. He was teaching here in Ireland and he discovered us, and he was very helpful with some pronunciations and good advice to offer our vocalist, which we were very, very grateful for.
So he was helping your vocalist with the pronunciation and translation of the lyrics of the songs, the Bulgarian ones.
Because I think it's really important if you're tackling a traditional song to kind of respect the vocals and the lyrics of the song, because it's a song from another country, so we want to do our best to pay tribute to it.
So does it mean you choose the repertoire mainly based on the melodies, not on the meaning of the lyrics?
No, for the songs we would definitely look at the meaning of the lyrics, because it's much like Irish music. There is a very heavy dependency on strong lyrics in the songs, which is important, which translates in the melody then. If you know what the song is about, changes your style of playing.
Is it you who is choosing the repertoire?
Mainly myself and our bass player, Mark, and our violin player. Maybe mainly the melody players, yeah.
Are you listening to recordings of Balkan music from different Balkan countries? How do you select the pieces?
Sometimes we just know within the first 3 or 4 bars that that's something we want to tackle. Mainly Bulgarian tunes are the most exciting for us. Tunes like Krivo Sadovsko. Giankino, yes. Horo, or Maminsko Horo. Just the minute you hear it, we can understand that it can translate onto our instruments easily, and it's something that we know we're going to enjoy playing in front of an audience and make an audience dance.
In the sense, music-wise, what do you think are the main similarities between Irish and Bulgarian traditional music?
Obviously, the concept of the traditional music is very similar, especially with the songs, with vocals, tell stories of love and loss and longing. And they're both communal kind of music. They're written for dance and weddings and parties, which is very similar to Irish traditional. And also the instrumentation. If you look at the family of instruments, I'm playing bouzouki, which could translate to the tambura, and the violin, like the gadulka, or the pipes, the Irish pipes, would be the gaida. You have the caval, and we have whistle, and also hand drums, which they're quite similar, although the main thing, obviously, is the rhythms and the time signatures, which are very different.
And what is the reception of Bulgarian music, in particular in Ireland?
It goes down very well, because it's great party and celebration music. It's often very funny for us as a band, if we watch people beginning to dance,
yes,
and then they realise that the song is in an odd time signature. So it can be quite funny watching Irish people dancing to Bulgarian music. Mainly the crowds are really appreciative of it. And there's also Balkan communities within,
yes,
Northern Ireland.
Can you tell me more about it? It's a multicultural crowd there at your gigs.
Yes, we work with an organization who are based in Belfast. They're called Beyond Skin. They work closely with WOMAD Northern Ireland. They're doing great work with integrating communities, maybe people from the Balkan regions.
And how often do you participate in festivals and shows?
Very frequently. Mainly in the summer, we are very busy with festivals.
It's mainly in the United Kingdom or Europe also?
We try to get over to Europe at least once a year in the summer, but we haven't been to perform in Bulgaria or any of the Balkan countries yet.
This was going to be my next question. When are you coming to Bulgaria and the Balkan countries for a proper tour?
As soon as possible. Yes, we want to try and organize that for next year. We'd be really interested in doing a project, like a culture swap project in Bulgaria. We have friends out there who run the Wild Time Eco Farm, I believe Chris and Claire, and they run like a musical retreat on their farm. And we're just in the process of making as much connections in Bulgaria at the moment. So we've met people like Anastas, the tambura player, and we have connections with Virtuoso Ivanov here, who can put us in touch with people. So we just want to get as much connections in Bulgaria before the end of the year and prepare a nice tour in Bulgaria. We run a folk club here in Derry, and it's based on Balkan music. And every 3 months, we would invite a band from around Europe who play in that style to come and play at the folk club. So if there's any bands that would like to come here, we can help them out with that also, if they want to do like a gig swap or give us some connections in Bulgaria.
Yes, actually, Bulgarian-Irish relations need some boosting, because also here, Irish culture, traditional culture, I mean, is not so popular. There are not so many events that are presenting it.
I think it's an exciting project.
And there are many similarities, actually. People are not aware of them well enough.
Every time we play like a festival or a large concert, there's people from the Balkan states or Bulgaria in the crowd, and we always get a good response from them, which is really nice for us. And they're always lovely people to talk to also.
Now going to the end of this conversation, what do you think is the place of traditional music in modern life? Why do you think people need it?
I think it is a reminder of a communal sense of music. It brings people together. What we try and do with our club is ensure that the whole room dances together, and we use the music for the right reason as a social event, and try to just give people a good time, because life can be hard sometimes, and if there's good music and a good evening of song and dance, I think folk music can provide that outlet for people.
And regarding Bulgarian music in particular, do you have a favorite musician, a favorite Bulgarian song?
Yes, I've got a few favorite Bulgarian musicians. I think Ivo Papasov, because of the wedding band stuff. For me, also, Roman Sirikov is very, very important musician. But on accordion, Martin Lubinov is great.
In the end, how would you describe the thing that makes you love Bulgarian folk music in just one sentence? What do you find there that is meaningful for you?
It's got everything for me. It's got amazing melodies, fast-paced dances, virtuosity, and It's so exciting to play and see people's reactions when you play it. It's the perfect music.
And have you felt motivated to learn some Bulgarian out of this musical trip?
Yes. I want to get in touch with the Bulgarians here and who we're working with in Northern Ireland and see if they can bring on my vocabulary in Bulgarian.
Actually, when you were traveling around Balkan countries, as you mentioned at the start of the conversation, did you get to speak some Bulgarian?
I did, but it didn't really stick because I was changing countries so many times. But the people were very accommodating with me and helped me out. I think music was the main language we spoke.
Thank you, Martin. I really hope that next year you will manage to come to the Balkans, to come to Bulgaria,
yes,
especially.
I really want to base anything we do around Bulgaria because it would be the main influence on our music anyway.
Thank you. And send my regards to everyone from the band.
I will. They're very excited to be involved in Bulgarian radio.
Me
really
too. Good,
really nice for us.
Me
Thank
too.
You very much.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also, you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.